We are talking about becoming fishers of men, and we said that the testimony of Jesus would be the net or the fishing line, but the bait, we have to have the right bait, and I said the right bait is joy. Joy is love strength. Joy is happiness in the Lord. Joy is attractive. Joy is what everyone craves, my friend. And the message of Jesus, if Jesus Christ is in your heart and life today, you ought to be a joyous person. My daughter Jessica, that lives out in Oregon, she said last Sunday that she went to church and they had a guest speaker, and it was a woman, and she's a pro-life activist as well as a preacher of the gospel, and she has 5 children. Her testimony is this. When she was pregnant with her 4th child, not the 5th, but the 4th, the doctor came to her and said, if you have this baby, you're going to lose your eyesight. And she said, I am not going to abort this baby. And the doctor was angry and basically cussed her out and left the room. But she had the child and she lost some of her eyesight, did not go completely blind. Later, she became pregnant again and made the decision to keep the baby. And she lost her eyesight. She's blind. Now, she's believing God for her healing. In fact, she says she keeps car keys in her purse all the time, because when she goes into her purse, she can feel those keys, and that reminds her that God is going to heal her, and one day she is going to see. Whether it's in this life or the next life, she's going to get her eyesight back. But she made this story so touching because she said the choice, life or death, or convenience or legacy. See, we're a people that we want convenience. We don't want a legacy as much as we want what comes easy and feels good to us. And I believe one reason why people do not witness for Jesus Christ is because it's not convenient for them. Or they don't feel it is. It might make them feel uneasy, or it might cause someone to not like them. But she had the joy of the Lord, blind, and she made this statement. She says, there is no reason why you shouldn't have the joy of the Lord. She said, you can see. She says, I have the joy of the Lord, and I cannot see. Oh, my friend, if Jesus is living on the inside of you, the joy of the Lord is going to come out. It's going to make Jesus attractive to a lost and dying world. His joy is what needs to remain in you so you can be an effective witness for the Lord. I tell you, friends, He's Alive Radio, we are an effective witness, and I need your help with He's Alive Today. The way God does it, He causes people to stand with ministries and to support those ministries so everyone can have a part of the harvest. Everyone can be in on the blessing. I'm going to ask you today, would you pray for He's Alive and give? Our coaching CD this month is Take Back Your Health with Jeff Livingood. And Jeff, he says you don't have to join a gym, invest money, but he has some simple things that you can do every day. And if you follow the instruction, your quality of life will improve within 4 weeks. It can happen. Write to us. Your best love gift of $15 or more. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or He's Alive. .net. Have a Jesus-filled weekend. Take somebody to church with you this Father's Day.